AJ said he would pull a dollar out of a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
A poopy toilet bowl.
Well, a toilet bowl, yes. You guys added the poopy to it, but yes.
No, but you...
Yeah.
So...
It's a buck.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. You don't know where your dollar's been? The nice dry dollar in your pocket right now? You have no idea where it's been?
No.
How many people don't wash their hands after they poop?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. So their fingers are all over it. So...
But that's better than being submerged.
You seem mad at me that I'm surprised.
No.
I'm just surprised. I'm not judging
you. Oh, no, I'm not mad at all.
Saying, I would never do that.
I'm just saying it's a dollar. We don't know where the average, you don't know where the average coin came from. And it's in your hand.
Hmm.
You know? All right, so you saw where it came from this time. But, you know, 10 to 1, the stuff in your pocket right now has been to some pretty nasty places. Hmm. Plus, also, during the summertime, people have in their pocket, right? Their back pocket, ass sweat. Okay? Hmm. Your dollars, your money's been through a lot of crap.
You have ass sweat in the middle of your butt cheek? Or you keep your wallet?
Yeah, you'll sweat there.
All right, let's not get off course here.
I don't think I sweat there.
Sweat everywhere.
I like the idea of where would you pull a dollar from and where's the line? So you'd pull a dollar. See, I'd have to look. Dollar is out.
Yeah.
I'm not even considering it.
See, I didn't tell you.
Five is out.
Right.
10, I'm thinking. 20, I'm standing there longer thinking.
Yeah.
50, now we have an interesting dilemma.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you guys make it so tough. I mean.
Like, is there a pair of tweezers or something around?
Well, you got like one of those plastic gloves left over in the car somewhere.
Right. Well, I have a plastic glove to get that 50, and then I'll go over to the sink and scrub, scrub, scrub.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't say I'd use my fingers now, did I? I said I'll find a way to take it out.
Did you use your toes?
I'll find a way to take it out.
Yeah.
You know, I could also wad up a bunch of toilet paper real quick just so I can grab it out of there and throw it to the ground.
All right. What if it's one of those automatic toilets? You're looking down, you're thinking about it. All of a sudden, it just starts to go. You're just reaching in?
Those automatic toilets go so fast, I won't catch it.
Yeah.
So it's a goner at that point.
All right.
If it's going down, I'm not chasing after it.
Hmm.
Not for a buck. $100, yeah, go for it.
I think it depends on what financial state I'm in, too. Like,
you know what? I don't care.
If you asked me
yeah.
a couple decades ago.
That Amazon stock didn't do what I wanted.
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe like 3 or 4 decades ago.
I don't care.
I'd go in for that dollar.
I don't care how much money you have. You will. You know, a dollar's a dollar. It's still now another dollar that I have to, you know, with whatever you have in my pocket. So it adds.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
You got away, though. Dollar or disease?
That's the math I would do.
You know what? But I mean, you know, I'm going to use
it. So garbage can, you're going in.
Yeah.
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 I mean, the toilet is the worst place it could be, right?
Yeah. And you don't really find money in a toilet most times.
Oh, how about this one?
What's that?
A porta potty at a carnival.
No.
Ah, gotcha.
Because that's a long reach down.
Wow.
That's why.
He just can't reach.
It's a long reach.
So it's not that it's a blend.
It's a long reach
it's
down.
It's a poop parade. So in order poop to get from the community.
In order for me to get my arm all the way down there, my head has to come really close to that seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
yeah. It's bad.
It. Not worth it.
It's bad.
Not worth it. Throwing the towel
it's
there.
It's bad in there.
It's a $100 bill. Like, I'll find a way to make it work.
It's a stew brewing.
Yeah.
The sun beating on it. It's bad.
If it's $100, I'll find a way to make it work.
Poop stew.
Josh and Shelton.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
AJ, even though...
What?
To admit it is correct.
Thank you.
What's he right about?
He says
money is so disgusting that it's actually cleaner to lick a toilet seat than to hold any sort of change, money, or anything.
Yeah. Let's check this.
I mean, no, it's the truth. I mean, after you use money, do you use hand sanitizer? Because I do.
It's one of those things where it's just so nasty. And I don't know if you guys remember, I'm the kid that throws up when he sees mayonnaise from last week.
Right.
And I'm a plumber. I'll play with anything in a toilet. I won't touch mayonnaise.
Wait, you would play with anything in a toilet?
Right.
I'm a plumber. I mean, I pretty much have to.
That's his bread and butter, man.
Literally.
It'd be crap to you.
The only thing that...
There are
the
tools
only thing that's
for that.
Really, really disgusting is restaurant grease traps. It is the most pungent, hot BO mixed with puke, mixed with rotten food, that would take the strongest man and put him on his knees. That's the only thing that really kind of like, all right, I got to mask up.
Wow, is that the grossest thing out there? So wouldn't all right. People are trying to eat. I'm going to move on.
We're crossing a lot of diets right now.
Happy breakfast.
A lot of diets are happening right now.
It started with this guy at the Meriden Mall throwing singles down.
Right.
And then, AJ would push people out of the way to get the singles. And then we thought, would you go into a toilet bowl? And then the next thing you know, we're talking about
grease traps.
Porta potties at carnivals and grease traps.
Yep.
Wichita Police Department said it's identified the woman accused of defecating in the store aisle early last week.
Ugh.
She defecated in the middle of an aisle.
Oh.
Come on.
Would she sneeze? Oh, damn it.
There are times where I'm, going in the supermarket, and I'm like, I'm going to cut down this aisle, and then I'll be over here.
Oh, no.
And I haven't seen any woman squatting.
Okay.
No. But if I see two shopping carts, like there's two people in this aisle, I'm like, I'll just go to the next aisle where there's no one because I'm high speed.
Right.
That would make me just stop and stay there for a second. Like, you don't see this every day.
Exactly right. And hold my breath first. Like I said, you're going to crop dust down an aisle and then come around. I've done that a number of times.
I would, but I think I would stop only for a second because I'd be afraid that, well, this woman is clearly crazy and now she might come at me
right
with a hatchet.
Right.
Or poop. Yeah.
You almost want someone else to see you looking at it to be like, my pants are on.
Right.
This wasn't me.
Yeah.
If you just barrel out of the aisle and then someone else goes in, it's like, it was that guy!
They think you did it.
It's like leaving the bathroom.
Right.
When I walk in the bathroom and it smells, I'm like, they're going to think I did it.
Yeah. So you try and just get done quickly.
I hate that.
Wash
your hands. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
You want to leave a note or something.
It was not me.
Yeah, but if you open with that, someone else walked in, it wasn't me, then it sounds like it was you.
There's really no way.
Yeah. That's why I just pee in the bushes.
This poop was significant enough to... 8 wigs were destroyed.
Oh, my God. Well, they couldn't get the funk out of it? Or she used the wigs as toilet paper?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Might have used the wigs as toilet paper.
You can't do that. That would go places.
I would think
you wouldn't want it to.
Probably be pretty absorbent, like a paintbrush.
No. It's like a paint. You use a paintbrush to spread the paint.
Right.
I think you have the same effect here.
Yes.
If she pooped in the middle of the aisle, how did 8 wigs get ruined?
Again, I'm going to go with the uses of toilet paper.
It must have been, right?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wichita.
Right. It's the Wichita method.
Hmm.
Right. That's pretty bold, man. Blast one out in the aisle.
Pee, I think, is more acceptable than poop.
The incident was captured on video surveillance.
Oh, so they got camera on it. Nice.
You want to Google this?
I've been looking. They don't have video surveillance available. They have, like, the still image of what they're calling the poopetrator.
Yes.
Ha!
And it's a large poopetrator. Yes.
Get it?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we get it.
Yes.
Because she pooped.
There's no information on the wigs, why they were destroyed.
I'm guessing that those are toilet paper.
Or fumes.
I think
you're probably right.
How else would they get damaged?
I agree.
You know? All of a sudden they had the Bo Derek look.
She was like a machine gun.
Right. Oh, right, right. Blast. Yeah. Maybe she could have shotgunned
probably
it.
Probably not.
Could have shotgunned it.
Man, that's some statement on the quality of the wigs.
Yeah. Yep, complete crap.
Here's what I think of them.
Right.
The Wichita police went to social media to try to find her. The incident was captured on the store's video surveillance system. Police added, but for the good of all of you, we are not posting the footage
is that
of
bad?
The offending fecal assault.
Right.
It's a beauty salon, so there aren't aisles. It's like out in the open.
Well, I know. No. There's really not a lot
of
cover.
Because there are some places that have, an area, for, dyeing and things like that and cutting, but there's also, a store.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it's like one of those type places.
Yeah.
Even so, there's not a lot of privacy.
Mm. No, it's not, no.
No.
And usually everything, usually beauty salons, everything's white. So, kind of contrast. Kind of contrast there.
Wow.
Damn. Mm.
Weirdest place I pooped was in the woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's acceptable because bears do it there too.
Well,
why not?
I was a kid. I didn't even have to really go. I just wanted to see what it would look like, not in water.
Okay. So, you know, it's a good place to experiment.
Curiosity.
It's a good place to experiment. Curiosity. You're not going to really ruin anything. And it's biodegradable. It's probably a tree flourished after
If anything, yeah, probably helped.
Yeah.
Did you dig a nice little hole?
No.
No, you just
right on
leaves.
Top of leaves.
Yeah. No, you're supposed to dig a hole.
It looked like a pine cone.
Only if it's like a trail.
I didn't ask.
A heavy trafficked area. I look at it this way. You probably killed about 15 ticks at least.
Yeah.
Yep.
Here you go, ticks.
Yeah. Boom. Ha! When I think of you, you poop.
Yep.
I had to go in a corner by a building. Because I ran out of gas with a vehicle I borrowed.
Oh.
Yeah. And the person didn't have enough gas.
Oh, apparently.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I was, you know, as I'm walking, I realized, oh, no, that's when it hit. Because we just had diner food.
Yeah.
And
it drops down to the hatch door.
Yeah, it went to the hatch door.
And it's I'm coming out now.
I was still at least 3 miles from my house.
Ah.
And the 7-Eleven, the guy's like, you cannot use your bedroom.
Yeah, so brutal.
Come on.
So there was an office building right next door with lots of bushes around the building.
There you go.
So I sequestered myself in a corner and, let it rip. And then I ended up using my underwears and my socks as wiping paper and just left the whole pile there. I'm like, boy, landscapers are really going to have a bad day tomorrow.
That's the worst.
It's a terrible feeling.
Yeah. Yep.
When you feel it and you're looking around, you're like, okay, no, 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 no. Yep. Okay, now I need to look again.
Yep. Yeah. These bushes were nice and high, too. It was a perfect landing to do it.
Jim Norton. When he was on a couple Fridays ago, told this story. He said, he likes to sit in the front of the train car so he could see everything.
Yeah.
But when you get off, you're typically alone. It's very quiet because people are in the center cars.
Yeah.
So he gets off this subway car and he sees this guy, not in a suit, looking like he's homeless.
Yeah.
Don't know if he is, but he's squatting, pooping.
Yeah.
In the subway train platform.
Yeah.
It's right there.
And number two train.
You don't see this every day.
No, you don't. No.
And so he's looking at the guy. And the guy looks up at him and says, what the F are you looking at?
Oh,
it's a fair question.
Yeah. I was just saying, just admire your technique.
Is it a fair question?
Technique.
No. Like, what do you think I'm looking at? I don't see this every day.
Right. I'm not doing this for you to watch me. All right?
Just say, hey,
I'm having trouble.
Hey, man, I didn't see crap.
It's a private moment.
Right.
Don't look at me.
Right. Would you care for some music or toilet paper?
I don't even think I want to go to the phone.
Yeah, go for it.
Right now, Chaz and AJ.
Hey, I got a good poop story.
Okay. All right, you're going to end dumbass news here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And begin.
Is it going on right now?
Now, go.
I got a buddy that's a baker. He's about 5'5". He's about 50 years old, and he goes down to Vegas every October and pays a girl like $500 to get
No.
Wow.
Wow, we took a gamble on that one, huh?
We all saw that happening at the same time.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, faucets, vanities, doors, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a member? Join My Lowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.